Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic, and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. This week's story is a listener suggestion. Thank you to Shaniqua for bringing Jamaria's story to my attention. Again, this is not deliberate, but the joys of the randomness of scheduling. I've covered more cold cases this last month, but this is one very recent case that only happened a year ago, and those responsible are still awaiting their day in court. So unfortunately, I won't have a resolution, but I still really wanted to bring you this story today. I am planning an update episode in September, so if there is any movement as far as a trial goes, I will update you all then. Also, I will include some of the interrogation in this episode. However, there is so much to go through. I would highly recommend watching the 3-episode coverage Grizzly True Crime does on this story, where she goes through all the arrest and interrogation videos of both Martin and Sessions. I will link these videos in the show notes. Lastly, a little bit of housekeeping. I am moving house in 2 days, and my recording setup is pretty much packed and ready to go. Apologies if the sound is a little off in this episode. I didn't want to leave it a week and not bring you this story today. June 2024, Monteverde, Florida. In what has been described as the worst case of aggravated child abuse deputies have ever seen, 9-year-old Jamaria Sessions would be attacked by a dog, punished with extreme physical exercises, beaten and malnourished. This little girl had already been through so much in losing her mother, only to lose her life in the worst ways imaginable. This is Jamaria's story.
No answer at this home in a middle-class neighborhood near Lake Apopka's North Shore, but the Lake County Sheriff's Office says inside, 9-year-old Jamaria Sessions was tortured, beaten, burned, bitten, and kicked until she died June 17.
Jamaria Faith Sessions was born January 15, 2015 in Orlando, Florida, to parents Tadrina Dort and Luan Sessions. Jamaria was joined by a little sister 3 years later. Unfortunately, Tadrina and Sessions' relationship would not last, and they would separate when the girls were still quite young. Jamaria and her sister living majority with their mother and maternal grandmother, Althina Chenault. Very soon after the breakdown of this family, Sessions started a relationship with Tyshelle Martin, who had 3 daughters of her own who were in their mid-teens at the time our story takes place. Sessions and Martin would also have a baby together born in 2021. But before that, when Martin was pregnant in October 2020, Sessions was sentenced to 5 years of prison time for trafficking a controlled substance, being MDMA, as well as 2 counts of felony child neglect. And here we are already getting major red flags of what is to come. The child neglect charges were the result of Sessions fleeing from law enforcement, with Martin and her 3 daughters still inside the vehicle he was driving. Sessions ultimately crashed his car, which caused some serious injuries to these children. Serious enough, they had to be air-flighted to Arnold Palmer Hospital. The arrest warrant added that Sessions and Martin had a known history of exposing their children to illegal narcotics. That wouldn't be the only conviction for Father of the Year, Luan Sessions. January 2016, when Sessions was only 18 years old, He and his friend, 18-year-old Donta Swilly, were arrested for attempted homicide. This was after they exchanged gunfire in the parking lot of a gas station. Unfortunately, during this incident, an innocent bystander was shot in the abdomen. Fortunately, though, he did survive. After his arrest for the drug trafficking and child neglect, Jamaria and her sister would live with their mother and grandmother full-time. But sadly, not long after this, Tredina would be diagnosed with leukemia, and she was admitted to hospital. Althea really stepping up and looking after her very sick daughter and two young grandchildren. While all of this was going on and Tredina was going through a fight for her life, Sessions' new girlfriend, Tyshelle Martin, would taunt Tredina, sending her messages on social media saying she hoped she would die. Tredina had to twice get injunctions against Martin to get her to stop the harassment and the threats. Tredina would go into remission. However, in September 2022, she would suffer congestive heart failure and die at age 24. After this, the children would live with their grandmother, who would start the legal process to gain full custody of the girls. There was this concern there that once Sessions was released from prison, the girls would naturally be given to him and then Althea would never see them again. She was genuinely concerned for their safety living with Sessions and Martin. Unfortunately, Althea's fears were realised. October 23rd, 2023, Sessions went to Jamaria's school and picked them up early. And from then on, Jamaria and her sister would live with Sessions and Martin in Monteverde, Florida. Now, as I mentioned, Sessions and Martin had a history of substance abuse and child neglect. And Jamaria's family would all put reports into Florida DCF, as well as the police department asking for welfare checks on the girls. The social resource officer of Jamaria's school also requested a welfare check in December 2023 because of the significant number of days the girls had missed. And Jamaria was enrolled at Grassy Lake Elementary School at this time. When DCF caseworkers spoke to Martin about the absences, she blamed it on Tadrina's recent passing. In that same month, December 2023, Jamaria's little sister was sent to live with Sessions' mother in the nearby suburb of Oakey because she was allegedly misbehaving, which apparently was causing a strain on Sessions' relationship with Martin. In March 2024, the Florida DCF called the sheriff's office after receiving an anonymous complaint about Martin possibly mistreating Jamaria's younger sister. That same month, Jamaria was taken to hospital with severe bite wounds from Martin's 103-pound or almost 47-kilogram Rottweiler dog. A neighbour later telling Fox 35 News they had called animal control before about the dog and also called DCF. Some residents in the neighbourhood started getting concerned in May 2024, noticing the girls were out of school again. The sheriff's office would later say there were other calls to DCF about this home, but a couple were deemed too vague to follow up on. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audionatum, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audionatum is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audionatum has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audionatum to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audionatum is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audionatum, you can hear life again.
Late May 2024, Luan Sessions and Tyshell Martin had an explosive argument, which resulted in Sessions going to stay with his mother in Oki, leaving Jamaria with Martin. According to Sessions, Martin hit him in the face with bug spray while he was sleeping after the couple's fight, and that's why he packed up his belongings and went to his mother's. Trips were already planned, which Sessions couldn't go along anyway, because one of the conditions of his parole was he couldn't leave the state. But May 31st, 2024, 9-year-old Jamaria would go with Martin, her 4 children, and Martin's mother Torsha to Miami, where they stayed in an Airbnb for 2 nights. From there, on June 2nd, 2024, the group went with Martin's sister on a Carnival cruise line ship to the Caribbean, and all of this was paid for by Torsha. After their return, the plan was for Martin to take the kids to visit her sister in California. On the cruise, Martin would text Sessions about his daughter's bad behaviour. Jamaria and the other children went to Camp Carnival during the days on the cruise, which from what I gather is like a kids' club. Employees at the camp would later describe Jamaria as withdrawn, sleepy and quiet. They would say they asked Martin to sign Jamaria out the first day, but Martin would later tell Sessions via text that it was Jamaria who signed herself out. Regardless, Jamaria didn't return to Camp Carnival after that very first day. Martin would also claim that Jamaria, who remember was only 9 years old, that when the ship was docked in port, she went out to the balcony and flashed a little boy. That the Carnival crew security had tracked down the room and confirmed that it was Jamaria who had done this. And the boy had also identified the girl who flashed him as Jamaria. June 17, 2024. Martin called 911 emergency services reporting she had found her stepdaughter cold to the touch and unresponsive. When paramedics arrived at the home on Harbour Oaks Drive, they found Jamaria naked with numerous abrasions, bruises, burns and possible bite marks, all in various stages of healing. An autopsy would also find a thermal injury to Jamaria's right foot. Unfortunately, it was already too late to save Jamaria, and she would be pronounced dead at the scene. It was clear to first responders this wasn't a natural death. Not only that, but rigor mortis had already set in, meaning that Jamaria had been dead for between 8 and 36 hours prior to 911 being called. Now, it is very unusual for a child to go that long without a parent checking in on them. My youngest is about the same age as Jamaria, and at the most, 8 hours would be how long it would be without me checking in to make sure he is okay. Heck, my 15-year-old, I wouldn't leave it much longer than that to make sure he was okay. I just find it hard to believe Jamaria was dead or dying and no one noticed she needed help for upwards of a day and a half. And the police would agree with me. They would open an investigation into Jamaria's death. The 26-page autopsy report determined Jamaria Sessions died from complications of multiple blunt force injuries, manner of death being homicide. Jamaria's body was also covered in pinch marks, bruises, lacerations and contusions. It looked like she had been tortured over a period of time. When authorities questioned Martin, who had been the only adult at home at the time, she insisted that she slept from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. and didn't know what happened to her stepdaughter. It was only at 4 a.m. when she had gotten up to start getting ready for a family trip to California that she had noticed Jamaria was cold and unresponsive. Martin would admit to giving the 9-year-old whoopings, and when confronted about Jamaria's numerous other injuries, she tried to explain them away by saying she had fallen down the stairs and fallen off a treadmill. At one point, she stated that the lacerations to Jamaria's body were from her having a reaction to something, and then she had picked at them.
Honestly, I can't say how she passed away. She was, when I found her, she was sleeping. All I can say is, you know, she did receive whoopings. The girls told me that she fell that day when I was asleep. When I was sleeping, I did not witness that fall. I don't know how she passed. I don't know how she passed away. I honestly don't.
Okay. How did she get the pinch marks all over her body?
I have pinched her before, but from what I saw, I didn't pinch. I didn't do all of that.
Did anybody else pinch her?
Yeah.
Who?
Dad.
According to Martin, Sessions was out in California. And the day that she'd found the little girl unresponsive, they'd actually scheduled to meet him out there for a vacation. But as I mentioned, Sessions couldn't leave the state due to his probation, so we know that's not true. At one point during the interrogation, Martin changes her story and instead blames everything onto Sessions, that he was solely responsible for Jamari's abuse and death.
Is there a reason behind this?
I honestly just don't
is
think
there an explanation?
That is nothing that I did physically that could have caused her death. That's just... I mean, I know what he told me, so that's what, you know, I was leaning more towards, but...
What he told you?
Well, not me, but told her. He, like, basically let her know that he was going to kill him. So, I mean, I didn't know if that was a scare tactic or what, but I honestly...
So what do you think
Nothing that could have caused her to die.
What do you think Bawan did?
I don't know.
So you see the marks on her.
Right.
Who caused those marks? You, Bawan, someone else?
I mean, I feel like Bawan did.
You feel like he did or you know he did?
Only other people it could be is my kids, and I know they didn't do that.
Next, investigators spoke to Sessions. He said he was back in the family home when Martin and the children returned on June 10th, but Jamaria wasn't with them. Martin had told him that his daughter was in California with her mother. Sessions actually seemed to be in genuine disbelief to learn his daughter had not been in Florida, but in their house in the week leading up to her death. Now, Sessions' presence, physically and emotionally, may be because he was in the midst of having an affair, and this woman was pregnant with his child. Now, it is unknown whether Martin knew about this other woman before Jamaria died, and whether this contributed to Martin's dislike of the girl and the way she was mistreated. When investigators forensically processed the home, which was considered a crime scene, blood trace evidence was found in the downstairs hallway leading to a small closet, on the stairs and in the bathtub. Investigators believe Jamaria was kept inside the closet for days after they returned from their vacation. It would be when police and DCF spoke to the other children in the home would they discover the full horrors of what happened to Jamaria. The children spoke of the punishments given to them for the smallest indiscretion. They were made to do wall sits and run in place with their arms up while Martin struck them above and below the waist. They were made run on the treadmill until they would sometimes fall off. But it was Jamaria who was treated the worst. The other children were encouraged to physically discipline and punish the 9-year-old. That they all had their own rooms with furniture and toys and personal belongings, but not Jamaria. The children recounting that Jamaria had two places where she was allowed to sleep, a crib mattress on the floor or the sofa. That she had no other possessions other than clothes. That Jamaria was not allowed to sit with the other kids to eat or drink. That she was deliberately excluded from day-to-day activities. June 12, 2024, when the family returned home from the cruise, one of the kids was straightening Jamaria's hair with boiling water from the kettle, and some of this water splashed on Jamaria's foot. She allegedly didn't complain or react like it hurt. Now, Jamaria was already wearing a compression sock due to hurting her ankle, allegedly from tripping over dog food in the middle of the night. Now, I'm not sure when this happened, however, because they literally just returned from their vacation. It's not clear whether she had this injury prior to going on the cruise, but I doubt it. Regardless, no medical attention was sought for this ankle injury or the burn. The day before Jamaria was found cold and unresponsive, June 16, 2024, Martin removed the compression sock from Jamaria's ankle and skin came off. Again, no treatment or medical attention was sought. It appears Martin had other priorities because she would then drive the family to Orlando International Airport with plans to catch a flight to California. On the trip, Jamaria complained she wasn't feeling well, Martin giving the little girl a banana and a Gatorade, which she immediately vomited back up. Once at the airport, Jamaria wasn't able to walk, so Martin got her a wheelchair to wheel her through the terminal. However, this caused them to miss their flight. Martin rebooked their flight for June 25th, and the family went back home again. Now, I imagine Martin would blame all of this on Jamaria, and she would have been beyond angry at the 9-year-old. Martin would consent to the police checking her phone, and the authorities would find numerous images of the abuse that Jamaria had been subjected to, as well as messages between Sessions and Martin where he would flat out accuse her of abusing his daughter. In these messages, Martin was almost bragging about what she was doing to Jamaria. and Sessions would bounce between being accusatory and then sometimes making jokes about the abuse, or even encouraging the abuse of his own daughter. In one conversation between Martin and Sessions, which lasted for weeks, they would both make jokes about the abuse, making comments about boot camp. They were essentially creating this torturous environment where Jamaria suffered long sessions of extreme exercise and extreme physical abuse, far beyond traditional boot camp type punishment. June 25th, 2024. Search warrants were executed on the home to remove all electronic devices. At that point, it was found that 95 different videos were deleted from the home security camera on June 12th, quote, by a single user on that account, unquote. But as we all know, you can delete videos and photos and messages, but they aren't gone forever. They are still out there, and forensic experts can recover them. One video recovered on June 15th, so 2 days before Jamaria died. The video showed Jamaria standing naked, while Martin held onto the leash of her dog. She's repeatedly commanding the dog to attack the little girl. And when Jamaria collapsed, Martin even encouraged the dog to bite at her head, this vicious attack lasting for almost an hour. Now, Jamaria is just off of camera when all of this is happening. So when questioned about it, Martin tried to explain it all away by the dog never actually biting the girl, that it was just a scare tactic.
Were you telling the dog to bite her? Because that's what it sounds like in the video. You're holding the dog back with a leash. I'm going to let you get her.
No. No. I probably use it as a scare tactic or something like, well, that's nothing. No. Heck no.
Okay. So how did she have a puncture behind her ear?
I didn't see. I'm not aware of that. I didn't know anything about it.
Well, she did. She got a puncture from behind her ear and across the side of her face was like a big dog bite. Seven was a big dog.
Yeah. But I wouldn't do that.
Okay. Is there anything else you think we should know that we didn't ask you?
I mean, I just want to say I didn't cause her death. I didn't kill her. I didn't do murder her. I didn't do none of that.
But even after the dog attack was over, the abuse to Jamaria was not. She was then commanded to stand in the corner with her arms up. It is clear that Jamaria is not doing well and is disorientated. She leans forward to pick up a blanket to cover herself. Remember, she's naked this whole time to further degrade the girl. Now, for whatever reason, this completely enrages Martin and she starts kicking Jamaria until she falls down, and then continues to kick her at full force, before dragging her across the floor demanding that she stands up. Martin says something that sounds like, "I'm fixing to kill her." We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry in to the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
August 28th, 2024. Tyshelle Martin was arrested and charged with first-degree murder, aggravated child abuse and child neglect. Luan Sessions was also arrested the next day on charges of aggravated manslaughter of a child. As I mentioned at the top of the episode, both are currently being held without bail at Lake County Jail. The prosecution has stated they intend to seek the death penalty for Martin.
She was failed. It does not matter. She didn't tell me. I didn't see it. When I saw her, she didn't have any bruises on her.
Roxanna Payne's son, Luan Sessions, is charged with aggravated manslaughter in the death of his daughter, 9-year-old Jamaria Sessions. Luan's girlfriend, Tyshelle Martin, was arrested earlier this week for murdering the little girl.
For his part, he has to pay. For her part, she has to pay.
Court records say Jamaria was tortured, brutally beaten, and died from multiple injuries, including blunt force trauma to her head and torso in June. According to the arrest affidavit, evidence on his phone shows Luan did encourage, suggest, plan, permit, and assist Martin in extreme physical abuse. In text messages, he and Martin joked about the abuse and made comments about boot camp and creating a torturous environment where Jamaria would suffer long sessions of extreme exercise and abuse. Security cameras in the home caught Martin ordering her 100-pound Rottweiler to attack Jamaria, too.
The dog had bit her before. You know, it was on her arm. She said, "I took the dog's food, not that this dog was attacking me."
Jamaria's grandmother says she did not see the signs and wishes she could turn back time.
I always ask her if she's okay. She runs in and grabs and hugs me. "I'm good, Nana." Had she said something, it would have been different.
August 3rd, 2024 was the funeral of 9-year-old Jamaria Sessions at the Chapel of Mitchell's funeral home in Orlando, Florida. Jamaria would be remembered as this little girl who loved to sing and wear different color hair extensions in her hair. She would make these videos with her little sister, where they would make up songs and dances for their family and friends. Jamaria was a loving little girl who was loved by her grandmother and sister. My true hope is she is now at peace and reunited with her mother. Jamaria, justice is coming. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice, and subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. We are now on YouTube. 2 episodes a month where you'll get an exclusive video including photos, maps and news clips. We are still learning what we are doing, so please be kind. But we would appreciate it if you head on over and give our videos a like and subscribe to the channel. This all will allow me to share more of the stories you want to hear. Today's episode was researched and written by me, Ali. Hosting and production was also by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Ugh. Spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom. Blocked. No more interruptions. No more stress. Stay connected. Stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.